The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
What do you know about how to get beyond your mundane everyday thoughts? Do you understand how our thoughts create our reality in a real and practical way? Do you desire tools to help you live from another space, full of freedom and liberation from self-imposed limitation? You can create whatever it is you desire. Welcome to Create Your Best Life Ever with your host, Allison J.K. Get ready to receive clear information, tools, and healing presented by Allison and her guests to help you better know what else is possible.
Hi, welcome. Happy, happy Friday. Thank you for joining. I have the pleasure of having Ricky Williams with me and Leeson Benson, and they are from Access Consciousness, and we're going to get right into it so we can see how we are actually the ones creating our realities and create what we desire instead of creating out of reaction or habit and all of that noise that we tend to create from if we're not conscious. So welcome, you guys. Thanks for joining.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi. Yeah, thanks for having us on.
All right, so what's going on in your lives?
We both just got back from an Access Consciousness event called the 7-Day in New Zealand. And for me, it's really cool after a 7-day. One, you know, it's 7 days of facilitation, so it's 7 days of creating more change of whatever you'd like to change in your life. And so it's kind of cool when you kind of go home because everything is different. And so it's always fun for me kind of playing. I mean, I live in Austin, and I landed in Austin, and I literally didn't recognize Austin. So it's fun for the next couple of weeks to see all the things changing.
Yeah. I literally came home just half an hour ago, and the whole travel through the U.S., it has been beautiful. Like, it's also like what I see every time I go in these longer classes, it's really like so many points of views that I let go of, and it feels that I'm so new, so different, that asking different questions, being differently, like Ricky said, everything feels new. So it's a lot of fun just exploring the world very different and having more space to do that instead of limiting myself.
Yeah, hey, Lee, can we talk about that? What do you mean by having more space?
Well, for me, it's like every time I let go of a point of view, there's more of me there. There's more space, more energy, more possibilities in my universe instead of my head tries to define something or find references or points of view to relate to or to create from. And basically, Gary Douglas is so incredible to create a space where there are no points of views and you can choose it or not. And when you're in that space, it's just like you get to know what's truly possible for you as well and just the beginning of it. So that is just like, wow, there is, okay, everything I thought I was, I'm not. I'm just so different and I can choose totally different.
Gary was there too. This was not just Dane. It was both facilitating in New Zealand.
Yeah, Gary Douglas facilitates the 7 days, and Dane is also there.
So oh, wow.
Gary Douglas.
I thought this was so it was initiated by Gary and not Dane, the 7, because this is a new event, isn't it?
Oh, it's done twice a year, once in Costa Rica and once either in Australia or New Zealand.
Oh, this is a 7-day, okay. But the creating life, isn't the theme new? The way that they spun it this time in New Zealand, isn't that new?
Yeah. Yes, definitely, definitely. It's like Gary addresses the energies that are on the edge of everything in these classes, where he can go the furthest with people. They really want to go somewhere else. Like, they have done a lot of access, and he really wants to contribute us to do something totally different. So every time it's very different. And this 7 days was a lot about creating, like creation from a different energy, from a different possibility. And I think everybody, most people that were there, like, wow, have a wow moment, at least a couple per day, where we can choose something different, where it's much more ease than we thought.
Yeah, it's funny listening to this conversation. You know, when you get back from a 7 day, it's like Leeson just said, to take you further. And so, like, mm-hmm. a lot of the language that we're using and kind of what we're being right now is tends to be kind of quote unquote out there. But it's not out there like we're floating. You know, it's more of creating from a different almost from a different platform. So the way you look at it is so Leeson and I are coming to Tampa to do Bosch Foundation and Level One, which are the classes. and so in these classes, it's almost like in the beginning, it's like learning a new way to function in the world. And the way we've been taught to function in the world is really we've been taught to dysfunction. And so it creates this limitation of what we think we can have in our lives. And so when you start to stop functioning from dysfunction and start to be more functional, all these different possibilities start to show up, and you can start to create in places and spaces that you never even could have imagined before. So so we use words like to go further or to move faster, and it's really kind of the speed at which we create our lives. Most of us do everything we can to create as slowly as possible to maintain the status quo as long as possible. And facilitators like Leeson and myself and people that are actually really being accessed, we're willing to be generative and to be creative, you know, as much as we possibly can, and still keep asking for more of that.
Just basking in the energy of what you just said. It's so, it's like fresh oxygen, very clean oxygen for me.
Mm. Cool. So take a deep breath.
Say again?
I said, okay, so take a deep breath and enjoy. Enjoy this space. See, that's space. You know, when someone says something to you and you try to find a place to put it, and there's nowhere to put it, and you're just like, oh, okay, cool. That's space, right, where you have more available to you. I mean, one of the things that came up for me during the 7 day was, you know, as facilitators of Access Consciousness, you know, we're quote-unquote pushing consciousness. And I started to look at it, and I said, you know what? People here really don't even know what consciousness is, and so also they don't really value consciousness. And I was like, it was kind of an aha moment, and I was like, wow. And for me, the way I've created my life, you know, being aware more and more and more, it's like I have more available to me. And so the definition we use for consciousness is consciousness includes everything and judges nothing. And so what that creates is a place where, as you create your life, instead of creating from this small menu of what your parents did and what their 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 parents did, you actually have this huge menu where you have access to so much more. And it's just more fun to choose. It's more fun to play. It's more fun to create. It's more fun to work. It's more fun to parent. Everything becomes more fun when you have more available to you to play with.
You guys, can we do an example, I think, for people? A lot of my listening audience are access people and no access mm-hmm. to radio show, but there's always some new ones. What about people who don't know what it's like to get more space? Can we do like an example of a limiting belief and a clearing? Or do you have an example of something that cleared for you? I mean, you guys might be so far advanced that it might not be a functional example.
I wouldn't say that. I have an example. So the listeners may or may not know, but I played in the NFL for 11 seasons. And so when I made the move from college to the NFL, it was kind of a rough transition for me. And I had this point of view of like, well, you know, like, what's wrong with me? How come I can't do this the right way? How come I'm not having so much success? And the awareness that I got is I remembered when I decided I was going to play football when I was a kid. And I decided that I was going to play college football because it was really expansive and it really matched what I wanted to create. And at the same time, I didn't even look at the NFL because it didn't really match what I wanted to create my life as. It was this energy in college. And so when I got to the NFL and I was drafted, I just did it because it was a lot of money and that's what I was quote-unquote supposed to do. And so we were talking about this, and I remembered that the reason why, well, one of the reasons why I didn't do so well in football is because what I wanted for my life was so much more, was so much larger than anything that the NFL could give me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I look back and I see, wow, that's interesting. And it's opened up this space where I can, that larger life that I knew was possible as a kid that I shut off and I gave up for other people's points of view that being an NFL player was the best I could have in this life. Yeah. It's really opened up this space that I can move into creating that expanse, what I knew was possible back then. And before, I kept kind of going back and forth with, okay, I had this success in the NFL, so what next? And it's not about what's next, it's about what else is possible. So that place where I'm willing to out-create myself and also out-create what other people hold to be valuable in this reality, to create what actually would be valuable for me, which is consciousness.
I can also give you an example for when I started doing Access, how I used the tool. For example, I was in the beginning of my own business as a coach and healer and working with a lot of different modalities. And I was trying to figure out how to do business right way. So I was looking at people that were successful. I was going to classes about like starting your own company or yeah, whatever. And the funny thing is they always gave me a plan, how to do plan. And it was every time very boring for me. We did the plan. It was exciting that day. And the next day I'm like, okay, but it's done. I'm like, oh, it was not fun. So I always judged myself to be wrong that I wasn't getting it. And like half the group that I was, we were like a group of women doing this together, a lot of them. And I was like, it doesn't work for me. What is weird or different with me or what's wrong with me? I went off into. And then the first time I met Gary and Dane, they began to ask me questions and they're like, hey, what would happen if you were in the question? What would be fun for you? And how many things do you want to add to your business that would be fun? Are you trying to create it from exclusion or do you want to include everything that you like doing? And I was like, wow, I tried to find the three things that I was good to market that. And it didn't work for me. Like my income went down all the time. And after 3-4 months with Access to it and just asking questions like, who can I call today? Where can I go? What else is possible? Like, how can I expand all this? Like, asking questions about it. Like, in 4 months, my whole business changed, and people were calling me, and I got projects. It was so much fun. And that's why I saw, like, this shift for me trying to figure out the way everybody else is doing it. And it can, like, people can really be successful in that way, but it didn't work for me. And I was trying to really find the right way instead of just asking a lot of questions. So what happened when I ask questions is when my whole being, my whole body gets so excited. What more can I do? Like, I get so creative. So I wasn't tapping into the possibilities. I was trying to figure it out. So that's one of the differences from Access, not trying to figure it out with your mind. It's still ask questions and receive contribution and go for it.
Receive contribution means what? Can you translate that a little bit for the
yes. Oh, yeah. Like when I ask a question, like who can I call today that will expand my business? It might pop up in my head somebody or I meet somebody on the street. It's like really like we're co-creating together the whole universe, every person around us. So when I ask a question, I have to be willing also. Usually when I ask a question, I'm willing to receive it as well. But I don't, of course, I could put up my barriers as well and say, no, I have to figure out myself or do something like that. And when I lowered the barriers and like were willing to like, hey, I know I'm not alone here. And if I want to create an amazing business, what if like there's so many people out there that maybe also would like to contribute in ways I didn't know. So, and I wasn't willing to receive. And I had a lot of definitions like who I could have as clients and things like that. And when I just began to like disjoin and create my points of views about having people that are aware or wanted more consciousness, I began to receive clients that I had judged they were not interested in that. So it was really an eye-opening for me.
Listen, I have used
that. I was going to say, when we talk about contribution, it's really this simultaneous gifting and receiving.
Mm.
A lot of times when people talk about contribution, they're always, what contribution can I be? What contribution can I be? What contribution can I be? But really, contribution is where you're being and receiving. Simultaneously.
That's so beautiful. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. The closest thing we have in this reality to that is when you see like someone on the side of the road, you know, with the sign asking for money, and something like comes over you, and you're like, huh, it'd be nice to help that person, and so you give them money, and then they smile, and then you feel good about it. that's the closest thing you have in this reality to contribution. But when you really start to tap into what it is, it's really much more expansive than that. And I know when Christmas comes around, we have a saying in America that it's better to give than to receive. Mm. And so to get an idea of what contribution is like, if you change that around to it's better to receive than to give, you start to get a sense. I mean, once you get past all the judgments and the, oh, no, I can't do that, once you clear all that, the energy that's really there, it's really quite beautiful. And it's that place where what I found is, you know, facilitating these classes and being around people, one of the things that we're all looking for is we're all looking for someone who's willing to receive us, meaning someone who's not going to judge us. They're just going to receive us as we are, and everything we're willing to contribute to them, they're going to receive it. And in that, you know, we're acknowledged for the gift that we are, and really everything expands from that place. And the funny thing is we talk about contribution, but when we look at our lives and we look at the people that are quote-unquote supposed to contribute to us really aren't doing much contribution. So I'm talking about usually in relationships our partner, usually our families, and usually what we consider our friends. You know, and like what I've kind of noticed that the way we do relationship, whether it's our kids, our family, or whatever, is we do it from this place of love and not gratitude or contribution. So, you know, when I was a kid, I used to get spanked. And my mom would always say, I'm only doing this because I love you. And what I found is that's the energy that I've seen, not all the time, not 100% of the time, but I've seen the majority of the time, is where we go with love is, I love you means that I get to judge you because I care about you. Where gratitude and contribution are about, well, contribution really is about having gratitude for what the person is willing to be and receiving that.
And most people expect something when they give something, they expect something back. So it creates a very different energy in relationship, for example.
Yeah, definitely.
Than what you're talking about,
If I do the dishes, you'll wash the car.
Well, you get a lot of that in relationships, yeah.
If I have sex with you, then you'll give me money.
I like that one.
A pair of shoes, yeah.
So do you guys see what I mean? Those of you who are out there, and it doesn't even matter if you're not local, the dates, if you want to bask in this energy, this possibility, that's what you can do for 4 days. They're here. Leeson's coming in, and Ricky is coming in. Leeson, you're coming in from Sweden, right?
Yeah. Yes, first time in Florida for me. I'm so excited.
Don't bring a jacket or a
you won't need it. Bring your bathing suit. They have a pool.
I love this. How does it get any better?
Beautiful beaches, too. We have this white sand that's like baby powder. It's so soft. So hopefully, if you just go in the opposite direction of the airport on the road you're staying on, I think, if it's the same. Ricky, it's the same place as when we did Foundation Level 1 last year, do you know?
Yeah, it's the same place.
Okay. So if you go in the opposite direction.
I have a question for you, Allison. Hello?
Okay. Yeah, I'm here. I'm waiting.
So we were talking earlier before the show, and you did the Bars Foundation Level 1 with Yola and I last year, right?
Well, I didn't do Bars with you guys. I had already done Bars and was already a practitioner.
You did Foundation.
In level
yeah,
one.
Foundation in level one, yeah. So how was that? How was that for you? I'm curious. I mean, would you like to talk about the change that you got from doing a 5-day?
Yeah, thanks, Ricky. I was actually trying to direct Leeson to the beach, but yeah, I was eventually getting to direct people here. Yeah, so this is what I'm saying. Do you see this energy? Do you feel this energy? This is what it's like being in the classes with Ricky. He has, I mean, I've listened to a lot of different access facilitators, and primarily to Dane, and Ricky has his own way, and I'm excited to learn from Leeson what her style is. I can already feel the bubbly energy of life and living as opposed to not. And so Ricky has this way of framing things in this really neutral way. There's an aspect to, and Leeson, you were talking about how you use access, why you started using access. It's the exact same thing for me. I say that I use access to keep myself honest as I start my business and have continued to build my business. And it's been amazing. I've used it for much the same that you said. So I sat in foundation level one last year and not knowing anything other than I needed to be there. It just was such a strong pull. Was not feeling like in my budget, I had just put out a lot of capital outlay for advertising and building of my business and was not feeling like the cash output for this class was timely. Got yelled at by another Access Consciousness facilitator saying, stop looking from limitation. What would it be like if you lived your life from being able to have it all instead of either or limitation? Go to the class and see what it creates. And he literally yelled at me. And I went to the class. And it led to more opening. It led to actually an explosion in my life of growth, possibility, potential, because the beauty about Access is the way to look at our hidden conclusions. I mean, and Ricky, the way that you're so skillful, it's almost like you're carrying the football down the field. What was your position?
I was a running back. Yeah, I was a running
back. No doubt, hey? It's like you carry the, as a running back, it's like you run and dart in between our thoughts where our hidden conclusions are, and you find them. And you very neutrally yet and gently go at them and unravel them. It's brilliant being facilitated by you.
Thank you. I have fun. I mean, what's interesting, and it's, you know, sometimes it's unfortunate, is like we, you know, we get on these shows and we have a blast and we talk, and I think some people, some people are like, what? Because it doesn't really, the way we speak and the way we be, it doesn't really fit, and what we be doesn't really fit into kind of the logical mind. But when you really look at what Access is, it's very pragmatic. It's really about empowering people with the tools to change anything in their life that nothing else has changed to this point. And for me, you know, up to this point, I played football, so I did the rich and famous modality. That was my first one. After that, I did yoga, so I did torture. And then
I remember learning that in foundation.
Yeah.
How about you?
So and they all facilitated something for me, but there were still areas in my life where I was like, wow, I have a really cool life, but I'm looking for more. And I kept asking questions, and you know, literally kind of out of the sky, access fell in my lap, and I started playing with it. In my whole life, I've always been very pragmatic. I mean, people might look at me and think that I'm a rebellious, but really I'm not. Like, I'm the kind of guy, when I get the rules, I follow the rules to a T until I see that these rules actually don't work. And then I start asking questions and look for what actually does work. And that's what I love about Access, because it's really all about choosing whatever works for you. And even as a facilitator, I'm not trying to tell anyone, you know, what to do or how to do it or give them any kind of answers. I mean, I enjoy empowering people to, you know, to show them how to find what works for them. And it's really awesome when they do find it and they start to be it. It's like literally you get this sense, like not just the person's changing, not just the room is changing, but you get this sense like really the whole world is changing when each person starts to step up to being more of who they are. It's really, really an amazing thing to watch.
That comes across as you facilitate, too, that you really enjoy helping a person get to more of themselves.
I don't really help. People are already choosing it. So, honestly, they're helping me to be more. So, it's really cool. I mean, it takes a lot of balls to show up at these classes and actually stay, because it's up. Because your stuff is coming up, it really is. And what I love about it is people's stuff comes up, and there's no judgment there. You get to look at it, and the thing is that the stuff that you think is the scariest, when it comes up and you're willing to be present with it without having a point of view, what you really see is actually quite beautiful. I mean, we spend so much time judging ourselves for our past, but when you get that in every situation in your life, you chose from this place of lightness of what was going to create the greatest expansion for you based on the tools you had available to you. And we judge ourselves, but really, we really should be acknowledging how awesome we are. When you start to have that point of view and you start to really see what I'm talking about, life really, really starts to change, and it really becomes much more ease
much more joy and so much more fun.
Yeah, and one thing I really love about Access is really empowering people so they can go home and do it by themselves. Like, I've been in so many modalities where I always needed the people, like people to help me or to contribute to me or to coach me all the time. And I'm like, yeah, these tools, Ricky and I use the same tools in our daily life, the same tools that we facilitate in class. And they're very simple and they work like in every area. Like, I know Ricky works with kids. I work sometimes in schools. I also work in corporate world. Like, I have coaching sessions. Like, in any area I go in, it's basically the same tools. You address them a little differently depending on what area you're in, but they work. And that's one of the beauties I love with Access. They work. If you use them, they work. And you have to be willing to use them in your daily life. And, okay, and the Bars Foundation one, it's like a booster. And we clear as much as you would like to clear, not as much as we see is possible or what we would like for your life. Because, you know, other people can see you with different eyes, and we're willing to be there and contribute with that space of possibilities, but it's really about you choosing it, and I love that energy. And also it feels like it's like a month or a year of
oh my God,
cleaning these points of view in 4 days. It's so intense and amazing. I love it.
About the 7 day, how long did that feel like?
Yeah. Like years,
well, I mean,
as I mentioned.
It's intuitive. And that's the cool thing. I mean, you know, you can listen to the shows, which are awesome, and you get some cool tools. And there's a bunch of shows people doing Access. And also when you get to like have 4 days or 5 days, whether you take bars or not, it's cumulative. And you, especially when we're doing evening classes, where you can even get more specific ways to use the tools.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, like you said, it's really swimming in the energy, and it's really. There's so much available to you that when you come, it's like a smorgasbord of what you'd like to have more of in your life, and it's up to you to choose it.
Yeah, it's really cool, and in a way, it's kind of disarming for people. When I'm thinking of a workshop I did Saturday, and these women were just so ready to be made wrong and be bad because they didn't have the right answer, and it's so opposite of what happens when you walk into Access. It's like people, we want you. Facilitators or to have the answer. If we're looking for an answer, there, and all it is redirection back to us and what our conclusions are and what our points of view are, and to clear them and to have the power redirected back at the person. It's an amazing process, and then to leave with the manuals and have the clearings. I mean, I'll exercise on the cardio equipment at night and what feels like wheel on myself sometimes when I'm feeling a little bit stuck, like I'm yelling at myself with the clearings from Foundation Level 1. You know, and then other tools that I've picked up. Yeah, I mean, I'm not always rough with myself, but when I'm stuck, and I know I'm stuck, and I'm determined to get through, it's like, what is that hidden point of view? I what is it?
It's cool because, you know, we talk about tools, and there are basic tools, but really what I found, and I'm sure Lisa will agree, is as you start to use the tools, and really it's really playing with the tools, you start to, like, kind of play with them and tweak them and find ways to make them yours, so it doesn't feel like you have to follow. Like, once you get the basic idea, and it's pretty simple, it's really rooted in question, and also the awareness that your point of view creates your reality. And so what happens is, you know, we take a point of view about something, you know, and I'll use a simple example. Like, if you have the point of view that oranges can only be orange, right? So what that creates is anytime an orange, the fruit, would show up that wasn't orange, you actually wouldn't be able to perceive it. And so we're doing that all the time, is we have these certain fixed points of views that something has to be a certain way or something can't be a certain way, that we really shut off what can actually start to show up because we only perceive what we've already decided is so. And so as we start to change that, right, to clear those points of views, what tends to occur is more choice, right? It starts to show up to where you don't always feel like you're stuck in a cage, you're always in this constant state of reaction. It puts you in a place where you start to have choice and action in your life. Which, at least for me, is much more fun than being in a box. That's just me.
Yeah, and it's really like Rick says, the fun of it, like the joy of it, because you become playful. Like, it's like this small kid again. Like, wow, what if we could discover this reality and see how fun it also is instead of whatever point of view we have created after our experiences or due to.
And for me, what really kind of, like, what I've been playing with, because it's really playing with the past couple of days, is really when you start to get a sense of really what you can change, I mean, it really, really, really gets fun. And so I know a lot of people know the singer Beyonce, right? And so I remember one day I was looking online, and I was looking at pictures, and I saw, like, an album cover when she was in the group Destiny's Child. And then I saw a picture of her, like, today, and I was looking at the old picture, and there were four girls in the group, and I couldn't tell which one was Beyonce. And I kept looking and looking and looking, and I looked at the pictures, and I was like, wow. Like, if you see how much she's changed, like, literally, like, her face, her body, like, has changed. And I started, and after a 7-day, right, you get there on day one, and you see someone, and then you see them again on day seven, and, like, a lot of times, they look like completely different people. And so when you really get, like, how potent we are and how we really can change things that we're told we can't change, you know, it really, really gets fun. I mean, really, really gets a lot of fun.
So what we're doing on May 17th is in Oldsmar, and you can follow the links on the show that will be, are down on the bottom right on the page here. To find out more information, the classes are in Oldsmar, Florida, and May 17th is the bars. And then the 18th and the 19th are foundation.
Yes, foundation level one and bars and specialty classes as well.
So we have with us, who's joined in now, a little special treat, especially for those of us who already know her. Ms. Gosha, hi.
Hi, guys.
So, Gosha's going to do a good job explaining to you what's coming up.
All right. So, what's coming up? Some amazing, amazing, amazing things. Friday, we're going to have Bart's class with Ricky and Lisa. In the evening, we will have Lisa facilitating a class on relationships. It will be a different take on relationships, 6 to 8 o'clock. Then, we're going to have on Saturday and Sunday a foundation class. This is a two-day class that's going deeper into the tools of access consciousness and deeper into creating your own reality and life that you truly, truly desire and life that is possible, actually. And on Monday and Tuesday, we're going to have level one, which is even further going into different processes. We're also going to learn a couple of body processes during foundation level one. And also additionally, on Saturday, we'll have a very special guest, Corey Glassell, coming from Texas. She will be facilitating Right Riches for You. This will be a specialty class, evening class, open to everyone who would like to come and learn some very pragmatic and different tools on how to generate and invite money with ease. So this will be Saturday 6 to 8 and 7 to 9. I'm so sorry, 7 to 9. Then we have on Sunday a class on evening class on creating your life from the space of possibility. Facilitated by Catherine McIntosh. This is open also to everyone, and it's a wonderful, wonderful class that will show you completely different way of being in this world and creating from this space. And Monday, we will have another class, evening class, after first day of level one, body process class that will be facilitated by Ricky and Katrin. It will be 3.5-hour class, 6:30 to 10 o'clock, and it will be a class where everyone can experience access consciousness, body process, hands-on body process. Everyone will be trying it, experiencing it, learning it, and there will be many clearings on body on creating more space, energy, and consciousness in the body. So whether you're going to come to all 5 days, 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, or just the evening classes, so you take one of the evening classes. There's 7 different classes in 5 days. How does it get any better, more abundant than this, right? So please, guys, check it out. Look it up. Look at the information flyers. This is not to be missed. There's never, ever, ever we had so many amazing world-class facilitators in Tampa Bay area. This is the first time ever for access. For access in this part of Florida. So if you're local, a little bit farther away, please call and please consider it. Okay, we're going to have fun. We're going to have amazing, amazing tools that will be presented to you, and you'll be never be the same. Never, never. You can't come out of these classes and be the same. All right?
Thank you, Ms. Gosha.
You're welcome.
Gosha, we're going to have a link that is on the radio show that we can link to either Ricky or Leeson's site or directly to Access's registration page. If they want more information, we'll have a link for them to click on, yeah?
Yes. Coming up.
Okay, cool. All right, so by the time you guys look down to the bottom right of the page, you'll see a link that will say more information on the classes. So, Leeson, do you remember back when you got your foundation in Level 1?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I it's the days that I will never forget in my life.
Why?
Because I was sitting there in class, and, you know, it was like, my eyes were like, wow, why didn't I get this in school? Like, we've done so weird stuff in school that I don't use in my life, and here are tools, and I was acknowledging that I wasn't that messed up wrong as I had thought I was just because I was different, and I was just sitting there, oh, my God. This is so brilliant, so ease, and now I felt like I was home. Like, here I am. I can be in this world and have fun and not need to make myself wrong. And like, it was incredible. I will never forget that day, those 4 days, and Bars as well. When I started receiving Bars and went to my first class, just a week after, already my business changed. Because I was willing to receive. I had decided I had to work hard to make my company work, and I had forgotten that it has a lot to do with receiving as well. And I just had excluded that almost from my life. And I grew up also in Germany. It's like hard work, energy, and everything. If you don't work hard, you can't get anything. And that changed so much for me. I don't work less. I work even more now. But not from the part like I have to work. It's more like, everything I do is creation where I have fun. Like, it's 95% fun creation. And, of course, there's once in a while something I don't like doing. And then I ask questions about that to change that or get another person to do it or include somebody else. Yeah, because I really got it. Every time I don't like something, I'll create something to destroy that or not want to do it in the future. So, like, I always ask questions. Or else, like, hey, how could this be fun? Like, how can I create this so it's more fun for me now? And it's funny because I can sit at my computer 6, 7, 8 hours and connect and create. The only one that gets a little upset is my dog. And she was like, let's go out. And then I have my phone with me. And that energy of changing the way I function, the way I create, the way I have a business, the way I'm with people, like I'm so grateful for those classes, Bars Foundational One, the first one I did, and I repeated many of them because I would not be here in the way I'm now, I would not have fun in this reality. Like having, like really like enjoying what I choose instead of regretting or judging that I haven't chosen the best or anything like that. So yeah, it was an eye-opener, and I just wish like we had these tools already for kids in school, because it would have changed so much how I, what kinds of points of views I had about myself.
It sounds like you're talking about from the meditation world. There's a lot of listeners who come from the meditation world because that's my tradition.
So did I. Yeah.
It sounds like you're talking about being more mindful. And it is. It's like being able to develop that observer and neutrally just look at what our choices are and then go, okay, what do we want to change? Where's that getting us, that choice?
Yeah, and I came from the spiritual world. Like, I've done that for years, meditated hours per day, and it was cool. And I still didn't get myself out of points of views and out of having fun, like really like enjoying
being here in the world. I enjoyed being here in the world a little bit, and even more when I was meditating. And when I, like when I met Dane the first time and I saw him working on bodies, I'm like, wow, there are not a lot of limitations points of view has when he worked. And I worked as a healer and I saw where I still had modalities where I was functioning from. Instead of like, wow, there's infinite possibilities. And what if I asked this body what it would like to change or contribute with or create and not what I see is possible. And I'm like, wow, it changed so much for me. And also like, so beautiful for me to see that. And also being in a space where there's no point of view, no judgment about you. And unfortunately, I got the experience in the spiritual community that there are points of view as well, even if I thought there wasn't. Because when I stopped doing some of the things, people did react. So I saw there was a little lacking of allowance, what we choose. And that's one thing I've chosen very differently for me. It's really having allowance. People are allowed to choose what works for them. And I don't have to have a point of view about anything about that.
Isn't it fun? It's so much easier and lighter. There's so much more room in your head to be busy doing something else than judgment.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. It has been so valuable in this here. What would it take to change that? It's so much more fun without.
Oh, my God. There's just so much more space to do other stuff. Everything, I had to hire two new assistants to keep up with all the possibilities I'm creating using all the tools and questions.
I love that.
Yeah. So definitely for those business owners out there, come play. It definitely helps. Hey, there's an aspect to drama and trauma. Ricky, you do a pretty darn good job explaining that. Do you have anything you want to say to the average person who's maybe considering coming and wants? What about drama and trauma and the choice of that versus what, like you said, it takes a lot of balls to stay in the class, not only get yourself there, but to stay there versus drama and trauma?
Well, yeah, I mean, one of the things we talk about is we talk about how we create stories, and stories are basically the reasons and justifications for what we will choose and what we won't choose, which really is kind of, for what I've found, is kind of the centerpiece of the trauma and drama is our story. You know, it's like you have certain friends, and you know every time you see them, it's going to be a different version of the same story. Yeah,
yep.
And so that's one of the main ways we stop ourselves is that story will always come up. I mean, a good example is I was talking to a friend yesterday, and this is an amazing guy. You know, he was in the military. He has this gift with languages, so he got to do a lot of, like, counterintelligence stuff, and he owned a nightclub. I mean, just he did some really cool stuff. And he's got this thing where every time a possibility shows up that's greater, what shows up is that he has to take care of someone. Whether he has to take care of his kid, or he has to take care of his girlfriend, or he has to take care of his brother. It's always this he has to take care of something. That's his story, that he's the protector. He has to take care of people. And as we were talking, he started talking to me, and it was weird. Like, he was talking, and he was saying something, and it really matched the energy of, like I watched this show called Game of Thrones. And they have the King's Guard, right? They take an oath to take care of the king, right? And so when he was talking about this, that's what I was like perceiving as something that really matched that energy. And so we cleared some stuff around, you know, any times in past lives that all the oaths and vows he took, and you know, to take care of a king or to take care of anyone, to start to clear those things. And you could start to see, like, his face started to soften. You could see, like, literally looked like a weight came off his shoulders, and his whole body really just relaxed. And I'm, you know, interested to see, you know, how that shows up in his life even more so. But it's that. It's when you really let go of the stories. And most of these stories and this trauma and drama is really the foundation of where we built our lives upon. And so when you really start to let go of these stories and these reasons and justifications and these definitions of who you are, what you're supposed to do, you'll start to see the trauma and drama, first, it has much less value, and two, it just isn't very much fun anymore because you perceive that, wow, there's actually a different possibility here.
Yes, there is.
And then you get to have your trauma and drama, you get to have it for the fun of it. And that's really when life gets fun. Yeah.
Mm. So you guys want to do a clearing around that, the choice for storyline?
They can come to class to get the clearings.
Oh, that was
All right, so I want to know something that you guys got turned on to in the, during the 7 day in New Zealand, because I, through Gosh, I could feel the energy, and it just feels like new.
Well, so the name of the 7 day was going from crazy stupid to crazy possible, and it's really, so we started looking at all the ways we kind of literally take rush, right? We aggressively rush towards unconsciousness. after we're calling, see, it's crazy stupid, right? Because it's so stupid, it's crazy. And so if you look at how much energy it takes to rush aggressively towards unconsciousness, you get a sense of, wow, what would it be like to rush aggressively towards greater consciousness, towards possibility? And that's where you're going from crazy stupid to crazy possible. And Leeson was saying, you know, the last couple of days, there's just these wows, wow, 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 because you start to get a glimpse, a sense of what is crazy possible. Yeah, that.
God bless you, Gary Douglas.
Dangerous. Yes. I will do everything to create that space for everybody that's coming to class, too, where we can create from possibilities in a totally different way, because we're willing to go there, and we're going to create from that space, and we're going to embody that energy. And that's just fun for us, because we know how it is to create from limitation. And it's just not fun enough for us anymore. So we're gonna shoot for it. It's like, no, any limitation that comes in our way, like, no, bye. I'm not having it anymore. It does not work anymore. I'm going to go beyond what I thought was possible to something totally different, because it gets so exciting. My physical body gets like, woo! No, well, really, it's like this point of view that this reality is not fun or this world is not fun to be in. Like, no, we can choose something different. And it's time for that. And somebody has to choose it, so we're up for it now.
Boy, it's funny listening to you say that. Leeson, like what I heard was like most people really don't get that life can actually be fun, you know?
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
For most people, a good life is if you have 51% of the time you're having a little bit of fun.
Mm.
That's, you know, that's what most people, you know, can receive. And it's funny after a class traveling back, because you're so much more aware that you really perceive what's really going on for people. And, like, you know, going to the airport, you really see how really no one is happy. It's like when you go into people's universe, when you tap into people's universe, very rarely do you sense any joy.
You know what happened to me, Ricky?
What?
Like, I landed in San Francisco, and in immigration, like, immigration officer, you're sitting like, okay, I hope I can answer all the questions. And he was like, what are you working with? I'm like, I'm a life coach, I said. I didn't want gun access facilitator. And he was like, what do you do? I'm like, yeah, I facilitate people to create a different life so they become more happy. And he was like, so what's the sense for you? Like, what's the bottom line? How do you get happy? Like, how do you get happy? How do you choose it? I'm like, whoa, what's that question? And I began just saying, like, hey, changing some of the judgments and points of view usually creates more happiness for us, because then we don't have to always live up to things. And he was like genuinely interested in what I was saying. I was like, that was customers. And like, I'm like, wow, thanks for that amazing experience, though. Yeah.
And that's the other part of it. Like going, like traveling, going through customs. Like when you do have joy in your universe and you're being that, how easy. I mean, I went up to get my ticket to check into the flight, and the lady, like I said, am I too early? And she looked at me and she just kind of smiled, and she actually upgraded me to first class just because I could tell just when she kind of tapped into my energy, she just got lighter. And it just was so, life can be so easy when you're willing to be that joyful presence. It really changes everything around you. And you start to get, when you're not choosing that, you really start to kill and destroy everything around you. And so, what do you want to see, right?
So if you know that you would like to have a different reality or where there is more joy than 59% or like that, you can't choose that. And like, hey, it's time. I love that energy. Like, yeah, and it creates every day something different.
Yeah, life really does become an adventure.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Kind of like you're on horseback all the time.
What did you say?
Kind of like you're on horseback all of the time in each day.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to have you guys here. I have a trip. I'm doing a book tour up to the New England area, and I knew, and I didn't know why, not to have it until the last week in May. I'm like, I looked at my calendar, followed the energy. I'm like, there's something there in that week, and it was the exact week of when Foundation Level 1, you guys are here. And
wow. So,
yeah. I leave the next week.
That is cool.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited. So, yeah, you guys, you don't even have to be in the Tampa Bay area. Just get on fly, come, play.
We usually have people flying in from different, like I was going to say different countries, but different states. Yeah, we have people from Canada flying in as well. That's one thing I love, creating this energy and usually in Europe it becomes like international because they fly in from different countries. What if it doesn't have to just be local? Like, I usually fly into different, wherever I want to go, I'm going to go there. So that's, I'm coming.
Yeah, I can't wait. And I'm going to be working with Dane, too, through a five-part telecall in May. So I'm going to be coming to you guys after working with three of the five calls, I think, or four of the five calls with him. I was listening to the work he did in Dublin around money and poverty and raising the consciousness, and he's just on fire.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I've heard really good things about what he was changing with money. I'm looking forward to getting my hands on that.
In Dublin, you mean?
Yes, in Dublin.
Yeah, outrageous. Really. I mean, so I am totally psyched to see what energy show up to this Foundation Level 1 with you guys coming back from New Zealand with the What Else Is Possible.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go beyond any and all limitations and see who shows up. Cause
and, even as facilitators, there's an energy we're being, but the people that show up in the class are being an energy too, and it all really contributes to what we create with the class. And that's probably my favorite thing is people showing up from literally all over the world. And people don't get is that when you show up, that's the contribution that you be, is you, what you're aware of, right? And so as we get all this contribution from different people showing up, and we're all willing to go at least a couple of steps forward, and we're willing to change things, the change that we can create, I mean, really, it's astronomical.
It's getting better than that. Yeah.
How does it? Yeah. I just concur.
How does it? All right, you guys, I want to thank you for your time and your energy and your being and blessing my day today with your presence. I look forward to seeing you in a few weeks. Thank you.
Thank you again for tuning in to Create Your Best Life Ever featuring Allison J.K. Please join us again next Friday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave channel. Now, enjoy your weekend and start making positive changes today.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the 7th Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit 7thwavenetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.